a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, with millions mobilizing for Thanksgiving, no apparent disruptions to holiday travel or law enforcement, as the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for millions of federal workers does seem to be working. On Tuesday, a day after the deadline for compliance, 92% of the 3.5 million federal workers covered by the regulations reported to the government they're at least partially vaccinated, according to White House officials. In total, 96.5% of employees have been deemed in compliance with the policy. In state, as of this morning, 6.16 million individuals who live, work, or study in New Jersey are now fully vaccinated, and 13.45 million total vaccine doses have been administered. North Jersey and South Jersey should have separate transit agencies focused on their differing needs, according to a new report by the Garden State Initiative. Jonathan Peters of City University of New York says much of South Jersey gets overlooked by New Jersey Transit.
The idea that you can do everything with one agency is a great and laudable idea, but the challenge is getting it done. And does one area's needs get pushed behind the others? And I think it's always a challenge to have one entity serving everyone.
There is not any legislation currently proposed that would break up New Jersey Transit. An unthinkable, deadly scene of domestic violence in Voorhees. Camden County prosecutors say the body of Gregory Kellerman was found in a wooded area yesterday after the 57-year-old apparently shot himself. He'd already been charged with murder and attempted murder. A day earlier, his wife, Sherry, who is now in critical but stable condition, had called 911 telling police she had woken up to her husband beating her with a baseball bat. Their 22-year-old daughter was found badly beaten in her own room. She died at a local hospital. This holiday season, we'll all be doing some shopping, if we haven't already, using credit and debit cards, more frequently writing checks to charities, ordering gifts online. All of that can open you up to fraud, says New Jersey Bankers Association VP John Mangini, especially senior citizens who may not have as much tech know-how. So if you have an older relative, help them.
Certainly communicate to them this time of year. Make sure that they're aware of some of these things because, unfortunately, then they tend to be the targets more so than most.
If you get what you believe to be a phishing email or text, even if you recognize it before offering any of your information or your money, report it. Institutions want to know, Mangini says, when they're being used as bait by scammers. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Is the sunshine sticking around? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
Listen to the show every day when I get out of work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Four time for New Jersey fast traffic.
Good afternoon. We have delays on the turnpike northbound in the car lanes approaching exit 10. That's an accident on the shoulder. And on the parkway northbound approaching exit 138, watch for an accident blocking at least one lane. In Bedminster, 206 still closed both ways near Pottersville Road because of down wires. In Elizabeth, you have an accident southbound 1 and 9 express lanes at North Avenue. That's blocking the right lane. Leaving New Jersey, 5 to 10 at the George Washington Bridge and 10 minutes apiece at the Lincoln Tunnel, as well as the Holland. Very slow on 55, northbound out of Deptford up to Route 42, and in Marlton, slow traffic on eastbound 70 between Radnor Boulevard and Elmwood Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
No one knows Jersey roads like we do. With a 24/7 dedicated staff and hundreds of cameras, we'll keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes, only on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, brisk and chilly this afternoon with sunshine and a high of 45 to 49. Tonight will turn out partly cloudy, lows mid to upper 20s, low to mid 30s at the shore and in the urban centers. Thanksgiving Day, clouds and some sunshine, milder in the afternoon with a high of 50 to 55. Now, there will be a little rain tomorrow night ahead of a cold front, but it won't amount to too much. There may be a lingering shower early Friday. Otherwise, it'll become windy and cooler Friday as clouds give way to some sunshine in the wake of the cold front. Temperatures hold in the mid to upper 40s. For Saturday, it looks like we'll see sunshine and some clouds. It'll be cold with highs in the low to mid 40s. Clouds will increase on Sunday, and some places may be dealing with a little wet snow or rain mix by the end of the day. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Currently in Flemington, 40, Point Pleasant Beach, 41, Edison, 42. Weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Wishing you and your family a happy, healthy Thanksgiving this week only buy a heating system and get an air conditioner for free. That's right. Guaranteed Service will install a free AC with the purchase of a furnace. This deal is for this week only. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
New Jersey 101.